A wave rises from the ocean, dances briefly in the sunlight, then crashes back into the sea. Has it disappeared, or has it simply returned home? When someone we love dies, we feel that wave has vanished forever. The absence cuts so deep we can barely breathe. Yet what if this ending is actually a transformation? What if our loved ones continue in forms we haven't learned to recognize? This isn't mystical thinking or wishful comfort. It's an invitation to see reality more clearly, to understand that the boundary between presence and absence is far less solid than we imagine. Grief arrives like a hurricane. One moment you're standing, the next you're knocked flat by waves of sorrow so intense you wonder if you'll survive them. Your heart physically aches. Tears come unbidden, sometimes at the strangest moments, triggered by a song, a scent, an empty chair. These tears aren't weakness. They're your body's wisdom, releasing what cannot be held inside. Let them flow. Think of yourself as a tree in that storm. Your branches, your thoughts, your racing mind thrash violently in the wind. If you focus there, you'll feel you're breaking apart. But shift your attention downward, to your trunk, to your roots. Place one hand on your belly. Feel it rise and fall with each breath. This simple act, following your breath, anchors you in something stable when everything else feels chaotic. When grief makes sitting unbearable, walk instead. Feel your feet touch the earth with each step. Left foot, right foot. The ground holds you, solid and unwavering. This is walking meditation, a practical tool for when your mind spins too fast to sit still. Each conscious step says, I am here, I am alive, I can take one more breath, one more step. You cannot transform deep pain while drowning in it. First, you need strength. Before diving into your darkest grief, cultivate moments of peace and joy. This isn't denial. It's creating a foundation stable enough to hold you when you face your suffering directly. Notice morning sunlight on your skin. Really taste your tea. Listen to birdsong, rain, a friend's laughter. These aren't distractions from grief. They're anchors, reminding you life still contains beauty alongside sorrow. Your mind resembles a garden containing countless seeds: compassion, joy, peace, but also anger, despair, and fear. Whatever you water grows stronger. If you replay painful memories or imagine worst-case scenarios, you're watering seeds of suffering. Instead, practice selective watering. Spend time with uplifting people. Engage in meaningful work. When painful thoughts arise, don't suppress them. Acknowledge them gently. Hello, sadness. I see you. Then consciously redirect your attention to something nourishing. Make a gratitude list, starting with basics. My lungs still draw breath. This isn't toxic positivity. It's survival training. When overwhelmed, pause completely. Bring full attention to your breathing. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Continue until your nervous system settles. Then acknowledge your pain. Breathing in, I know I'm suffering. Breathing out, I say hello to my suffering. This isn't avoidance. It's approaching your pain with strength to help it transform. The lotus flower holds significance in Buddhist teaching because it grows in muddy water yet produces stunning blossoms. Without mud, no lotus. Without suffering, no deep compassion or wisdom. This isn't poetic metaphor. It's practical truth about transformation. You cannot bypass pain or think your way around it. The only way through grief is through it. But through doesn't mean drowning. It means looking directly at your suffering with gentle awareness, asking, what is this teaching me? Hold your grief like a mother holds a crying infant, with tenderness, not anger or avoidance. When waves of sadness crash over you, try this. I see you, grief. You're here because I loved deeply. You're proof that what I had was real and precious. Looking deeply into suffering generates understanding, which generates compassion for yourself and others. This compassion becomes the soil from which new growth emerges. Perhaps the cruelest aspect of sudden loss is the weight of unfinished business, the conversation you never had, the apology you didn't make, the harsh words you wish you could take back. We replay scenarios endlessly. If only I'd been there more. If only I'd said something different. Recognize this fundamental truth. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone has regrets. You're human, which means you're imperfect. And that's not a character flaw. It's the basic condition of being alive. You can still begin anew with someone who has died. Sit quietly, breathe until centered, then invite them into your awareness. Speak to them, out loud or silently. I'm sorry for what I said that day. I was hurt and scared, and I lashed out. I wish I'd been kinder. This isn't magical thinking. It's genuine reconciliation that brings real peace. Write them a letter. Be honest about the difficulties and each person's role. Apologize for specific hurtful actions without drowning in self-flagellation. Understand that countless conditions shaped both of you, your childhoods, wounds, fears. Accept that neither of you was perfect. Forgive yourself. Express gratitude for what was beautiful. Make promises about how you'll live differently. The real question isn't whether they forgive you, it's whether you can forgive yourself. When you look deeply enough, you see that everything arises from countless causes and conditions beyond individual control. This understanding doesn't excuse harm, but it creates space for compassion, the kind that allows true forgiveness to emerge naturally. Every step can honor those who no longer walk, ancestors, friends with limited mobility, anyone who lost this gift. With each mindful step, whisper, "It's wonderful that I can still walk like this." This transforms ordinary walking into something sacred. Perhaps your father rushed through life, never pausing to feel the earth beneath his feet. Walk for him now. When you walk mindfully, both of you benefit. You're not alone. Your parents walk with you in every cell, your teachers in every insight. Life contains immense suffering, but also overflows with healing wonders. The vast blue sky, a baby's innocent eyes. These miracles exist within you as your capacity to love and be aware, and around you in nature's endless expressions. Consider a beautiful cloud drifting across the sky. When it transforms into rain, we might cry at losing its familiar form. But look deeply into the rain, and you'll see your beloved cloud laughing in its new manifestation. The cloud never truly began or ended. It existed before as morning mist, vast ocean, gentle rain. Similarly, your loved ones don't die in the ultimate sense. They manifest in different forms as billions of conditions come together. You see them in a child's smile, hear them in rustling leaves, feel them in the sun's warmth. Look with deeper vision to recognize your beloved in new manifestations. In the ultimate dimension, nothing dies. Everything transforms. A dead leaf becomes soil, then reappears in spring. Your loved ones remain within you always. Like a flower made of sunshine, rain, and soil, you're composed of non-self elements, interbeing with all existence. The historical dimension has birth and death, the world of waves with ups and downs, but the ultimate dimension, the world of water, has no birth or death. Meditation lets you touch this water while living among waves. Everything you think, say, and do creates actions that continue forever, transforming but never disappearing. Your physical body is only a small part of who you are. The greater part exists in your thoughts, speech, and actions already spread into the world. Your loved ones continue in countless manifestations. You are their continuation. Create an altar as a focal point for love and gratitude. Place their photograph there, light candles, offer flowers. When you walk mindfully, invite them to join you. You have 24 brand new hours each day to live fully and touch peace despite suffering. Honor your loved one by living with presence, compassion, and gratitude. That is how love transcends loss.